Hi, I'm Mary Weeks.
And I am Cris Oviedo.
Welcome to Columbia Matters Radio. Cris, I'm searching for summer. Where did it go?
It felt short for you?
Oh my gosh. It seems like as soon as I blinked my eyes, summer was over.
Really?
Yeah.
I actually think that this summer felt really good for me. I think I had so many things going on and, you know, with the kids and myself and this and that and the other that I actually felt that it was just enough.
Okay. I did get a chance to get away. But yes, the school bell has rang and children are back in school. And
yeah, they are. It's, you know, we're recording this show today on the 4th of September. So it's just been a couple of days. And I know that excitement wears off quickly on the kids to get back into school. So I know my kids were really excited first day. The second day, they were like, yeah, we could go back to summer now. So
now I have a senior. What grades are your children in?
10th and 7th.
You have a 10th grader?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I did not know that.
Yeah, my daughter's 10th grade.
Okay. But those of you listening out there who have elementary aged or middle aged school kids, Columbia Association does have a before and after school program. And if you do need information on that, you can call our school age services department, and that is 410-715-3164. It's nice to have a place where you can, if you have to be to work early, you can drop your kids off, you know, and if you have to pick them up after school is over and you know they're safe.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're having fun.
Yes. And you know what? Just because school has started, that doesn't mean kids have to stop having fun, right? Right, Cris?
That's right.
Well, our next guest is from the Columbia Sports Park, and he is here to tell us about all the fun that you can have over at the Columbia Sports Park. Cris Abel. Hi, Cris.
Hey, how's everybody?
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us about the Columbia Sports Park. To me, I think the Columbia Sports Park is a hidden treasure, because I don't think a lot of people know about the Columbia Sports Park, but we want to make sure by the end of this program, they know all about the Columbia Sports Park.
So get ready, Cris. A lot of people coming your way.
So the Columbia Sports Park is a unique recreation environment. We offer mini golf, 18 holes. We're a professional mini golf course, which means, you know, we don't have a lot of windmills or, you know, things to jump through in terms of, mm-hmm. like, you won't be finding any, you know, gnomes popping up and trying to block your ball or anything like that. You're just going to, you know, be able to play a challenging mini golf course, 18 holes. We also offer 10 batting cages that range from slow pitch softball to 75 miles an hour. So it's perfect for every level and age. If you're an adult and want to relive your yesteryear, you can come on out and, you know, swing at some of the 75 and realize how fast they are now.
And then teams can come.
Oh, yeah.
Like batting practice.
We do rentals for the cage, and we also do rentals for the whole park. So if, you know, you're out there looking for a place to have your corporate event, you know, look us up. You can certainly come out and rent the whole park. We also have a skate park, which just celebrated its 20th anniversary. It is the only monitored skate park in the Tri-County area. So just, you know, something to be aware of, like if you're bringing younger kids, there will be someone, you know, monitoring them at the skate park versus a lot of the local skate parks, which are just, you kind of just come in.
And you guys just did some renovations there, right?
We did do some renovations. We improved a couple of the ramps. And then we also redid some of the blacktop as well. We also have a recreation field to the side. It's about the size of a small football field, maybe a high school football field, which you can, you know, you can rent out, or you can come, you know, talk to us about possible usage. We've had people play pickup soccer there, so there, you know, there are various uses for our whole area. But you know, if you're looking to have some fun, it's definitely a good place to come check out. We also have two covered pavilions. So over the fall season, it's actually going to be a nice place to come hang out, maybe eat a meal. And there's a ton of good restaurants right around us, too.
And it's a great place to have a birthday party.
Great place to have a birthday party. Or we just had a wedding shower. And I know there was something else. There was a baby shower. That's what it was. Now, there's been all kinds of small events, large events. You know, we're home the kids' day every year, which, you know, this year was upwards of 2,000 people. So we hold pretty much any size event from, you know, 10, 15 for your birthday party to upwards of 2,000 for your corporate outing. There is plenty of space to kind of make use of. And what's really cool about the space is you can make it what you want it to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do have some flexibility as far as how we lay out the space.
And they have food, they sell snacks, and they have video games, if I'm saying that correctly, because arcade games. That's what they have.
Yes.
Arcade games.
That's probably more accurate. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the only video game we have is Pac-Man.
Okay.
But
and that's still an arcade game, right?
I guess. I mean there are, it's all arcade machines, and you know, it's
air hockey,
basketball. There's grab it games. We have a couple of those. Ping pong. We also have, you know, if you want to play giant Jenga, we have that available to you.
So Chris, I know summer is has come to an end, but in the summer you have camps there, right?
We do. I mean, we have a skateboard camp that is there throughout the whole summer. And then we also have regular visitations from not just CA camps, but camps throughout Howard County and even, you know, up into Carroll County and sometimes Anne Arundel County.
Now, I'm not going to say this is going to happen, but suppose I decided one day when I woke up, I wanted to learn how to skateboard.
Yep.
Do you have instructors there that would teach me?
We
or
do.
Teach my child?
We do. We have a couple instructors, but one in particular, Dennis Wands, who we call DJ. He's been around our skate community for at least 15 years, and you know, he grew up skating that park, and he started working for us as a kid, and then, you know, as he kind of aged mm-hmm. and went on, he started taking over some more responsibility with camps and started doing private lessons. Mm-hmm. It was kind of cool. This summer, I had one of their skate camp kids come over to me and tell me he was about 12, 13, say he wanted to work for us when he was able to. I said, hey, you know, that's getting, you know, 2 more years and I think it's 15, but you can come out and work for us. I mean, I think that's, you know, the community around the skate camp and around skateboarding in general is a pretty tight-knit community. You know, we have groups of individuals who have been skating their whole life, and, you know, they are teaching a younger generation about skateboarding and what that community is. And I think, you know, anyone who kind of maybe hasn't experienced skateboarding in sort of live or to themselves, and all they hear is some of the negative stereotypes that come around it. I urge them to come check out what we do there.
Well, I actually film, you know, I'm a video production manager for Columbia Association, so I've filmed the actual skate camp. I've watched DJ teach and his staff, and the children really have a lot of confidence in him, you know, because if you're on a skateboard, you got to feel like the person that's teaching you knows what they're doing
mm-hmm.
and that you're not going to fall.
Mm-hmm.
So he really takes a lot of care and concern when he's teaching the kids how to skateboard. You know, I think that he does such a great job.
Oh, yeah. The kids love him. And I mean, he does. He's been doing it for, you know, for years, and he's good at what he does. So, I mean, I would urge anyone who's interested in, you know, learning how to skateboard or teach, you're having their kids learn how to skateboard, to reach out to us and you know, we can set them up with DJ and go from there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you guys also have events throughout the year. Like, I know one of the events that my family has been part of is the Easter egg hunt, and that's like an annual thing. So other than the Easter egg hunt, do you guys have any other events like that that people can come to?
We do. So, I mean, the Easter egg hunt is an example of us partnering with a community group.
With the villages. The villages do that.
Yep. And the community group actually puts it on. We just kind of offer the space to them. Beyond that, this year we had a game night, which, you know, we invited people to come out to, where we had all of our field games set up. And it's basically just in board games. It's an opportunity just to have a good, you know, family-friendly evening with your, you know, with your close loved ones. We also did the 20th anniversary for the skate park. We kind of had everyone come out and celebrate it turning 20. We are planning on decorating and sort of having a Halloween-themed October where we're going to decorate the skate park. We haven't finalized all the events for that, but some of the events we plan on possibly having are like a story, Halloween story hour, where we're going to invite people to come out and tell their favorite Halloween stories as a group. We're also going to hopefully have a movie night, a Halloween movie night, one of out in our field as we get a little closer to Halloween. But just look for that information coming out over the next couple weeks, because we do plan to have some things going on during the month of October.
So, Chris, how can people get in touch with you and learn more about the Columbia Sports Park?
Sure, they can give us a call at 410-715-3054, or they can check out our website, which was just newly rebuilt.
That is columbiaassociation.org. And what's the address? Where is the Columbia Sports Park located?
It's 5453 Harper's Farm Road, Columbia, Maryland.
So what are the hours of operation?
The best way to know when we're going to be open is to check out our website. They're updated on there constantly. Generally, currently in September, we're open 4 to 8 Monday through Friday and 12 to 8 Saturday and Sunday. Those do change depending on weather and corporate events. So I urge you, if you want to come visit us, to check out the website.
Okay. So thank you, Chris. Thanks for coming by. We appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Okay, this is Columbia Matters Radio, and we'll be right back.
Calling all residents of Washington, D.C. and Northern Virginia to join Volunteers of America and Marymount University on Wednesday, March 15th at 9:30 a.m. We are calling people of all religions and denominations to come together and pray for the greater Washington, D.C. area. Come to Marymount University in Arlington, Virginia, Wednesday, March 15th at 9:30 a.m. for prayer and a free breakfast. Come and be fed spiritually and physically.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 30 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Teen Health Matters, airing every Tuesday at 5:30 and Sunday at 12 noon on Dragon Digital Radio.
And one of the things that I hold as a tenet is that every young person deserves to have, as a right, an activated and engaged adult throughout childhood, adolescence, and into young adulthood.
You can take us with you by downloading Dragon Digital Radio on the iPhone and Android App Store.
Using the arts to heal survivors and to empower.
So you might see a very elaborately decorated hand that says, you know, I'm powerful, or give a smile.
Tune in to Razzle Dazzle Tuesdays at 9:30 and Sundays at 2 p.m. or listen anytime on dragondigitalradio.podbean.com. Also, take us with you. Just download the app for Android or iPhone. We are Dragon Digital Radio.
Welcome back to Columbia Matters Radio.
Well, the fun doesn't stop at the Columbia Sports Park. Joining us now is
Kristen Miles, the Columbia Association birthday party coordinator.
Ooh, parties. That sounds like fun.
We have lots of them.
So when we talk about parties, it doesn't have to be a birthday party.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, because you can have all types of parties. You know, it doesn't have to be a birthday party. Tell us about some of these parties.
That's right. So Columbia Association offers over 30 different party types from ages 1 to 99. Of course, if you're over 100, we can treat you like royalty as well. We have indoor and outdoor parties. We have parties that are active, sports-related, creative at our art center. We have ice skating and roller skating and mini golf. It doesn't matter what your child is into, I'm sure we can find a party for them and make them feel special on their special day. And on top of that, we also have a party called a DIY party where you can create what you would like in our space in a nice, secure, and safe environment, and in most cases, an exclusive area, and you can create the party of your choice.
Mm. So you said how many types of parties?
At least 30.
So birthday party, anniversary party. What other type of party?
Well, no. So, I mean, you can celebrate graduations, baby showers, birthday parties. But what I mean by types of parties is more of the theme.
Okay.
So ice skating, roller skating, mini golf, basketball, soccer.
A
mini paint night.
So like a team get together. You know,
Correct.
They could come and do something over there. Okay, that's great. That's great that we made that clarification because I was thinking, you saw exactly what I was thinking, right? Like, wait, birthdays, anniversaries, what else is there to celebrate? But there's a lot of things to celebrate in life.
A great report card.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
just want to hang out with your friends.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's, and you said, so there's many different themes. Now, how do you guys come up with those themes?
So we've had very successful parties that we offer year after year, but sometimes we'll get rid of one or two and create new ones. Our most recent ones, we have a karaoke and glamour party, which is very popular with our girls, probably about 6 to 9 years old. We have a Lego party that we call a block party, and they create an environment where there's time to build, but there's also games involved to keep the kids active. You know, anytime we come up with a new idea, we try it out, and if it works, we keep it, and if we don't, we don't offer it again.
The karaoke party sounded like fun for my age.
It probably would be fun.
Yeah.
What is a DIY party?
A DIY party is a party that you create yourself. You get a room reservation for 2 hours. You have the flexibility of bringing the food and drink of your choice, and then you can choose the activity you would like. Our most popular spots that we have that is at the sports park, the Columbia Ice Rink, and the Columbia Skate Arena. But you can have it in one of our kids' space areas, and that also gives you room for the kids to run around, or you can create the games you would like.
Do you guys have pool parties as well?
We do. We offer a few different options. We have pools at the Columbia Gym and Supreme Sports Club that you can have a party with. We have 23 outdoor pools, and we have a swim center where we have splashdown and a wading pool and a flat pool.
Can you have a pool party at, like, Columbia Gym or Supreme Sports Club? Or is that more for, like, lap swimming and stuff?
No, you can have a party. We have a couple of different options. We have one that's called the Gym and Swim, where you have time up in the gym, then you have some time for your celebration, and then you go down to the pool for a couple of hours.
Okay. Sounds like a lot of fun.
It really is. It's one of our most popular.
Oh, Splashdown, we forgot. You said you did say the swim center.
Yes.
So I'm just remembering there's Splashdown there.
Splashdown is very fun. It's two large enclosed water slides. And we have parties there from middle of October through May. And you can have a party there. And it also includes the flat pool. Or if you have younger kids, we have a wading pool.
I like the fact that you, like, I could have a party. I could call you and say, Kristen, I want to have a party with my girlfriends at the art center.
Yes, you can.
Oh.
Our art center offers kids' birthday parties, but they also offer a space where you can have adult parties as well. We actually have our very own paint night coming up for adults only, but you can make your own design on a t-shirt, or you can make jewelry. We have a superheroes party there where you can make your own cape and armbands. Lots and lots of ideas. And if you ever come up with an idea, our art center might be able to help you out.
So how do our listeners get more information about booking a party?
I'm very easy to get in touch with. You can go to my website at columbiaassociation.org/parties. Or you can email me at ca.parties@columbiaassociation.org or call me at 410-715-3169.
And how far in advance does somebody have to book a party?
It just depends. I have done last-minute parties for the very next day, and sometimes people will call 6 months in advance. So I will always try to make space for someone to have a party in the time frame that they would like. But the more planning it requires for us, the more time we would need.
And then, you know, you talked about planning, and I know that parties usually include food and all, you know, kind of other things, not just the facilities. Is that all included? Do you guys have different plans like that?
We have basically two different options. The full party package does include pizza, cake, and juice box for the kids. The DIY party, you have the flexibility of bringing in your own food and drink. Of course, we do not allow any alcohol. No glass products and no food warmers. However, any other kind of foods, you're more than welcome. We would suggest not bringing peanut products. But other than that, you know, a very simple party, we take care of the food. We do allow you to bring in some more snacks if you want to.
And is there a maximum number of guests that people can bring?
It depends on the place,
right? It depends on the facility. The art center probably can do a maximum of 20 kids. The Columbia Gym Kids Space can probably do 25 to 30. The Columbia Sports Park can do up to 50. The outdoor pools can do larger. So it just depends on what the activity is and what location.
So if a corporation wants to do like a corporate event, would you guys be able to do something like for them?
We do that very often. That is not scheduled through me. Each facility takes care of their own corporate events or private rentals, but we do offer them at Supreme Sports Club, Columbia Gym, the Columbia Sports Park, the Art Center, ice rink, roller rink. So there is options.
Well, we really appreciate you stopping by, telling us all about CA parties.
Thank you for having me.
This is Columbia Matters Radio, and we'll be right back.
Calling all Baltimore residents to join Volunteers of America on Tuesday, March 21st at 9:30 a.m. at 5000 East Monument Street. We are calling people of all religions and denominations to come together and pray for the city of Baltimore. Come and be fed spiritually and physically as we pray for the city of Baltimore, Tuesday, March 21st at 9:30 a.m. Remember, it's 5000 East Monument Street for prayer and a free breakfast.
Hi, it's Julie, the host of Healthy Minds. I wanted to talk to you about the Out of the Darkness Walk coming up here in Howard County. So suicide prevention starts with everyday heroes just like you. You can come join us Saturday, September 28th at Lake Elkhorn in Columbia as we walk to fight suicide. You can be a part of the movement, turning hope into action. Funds raised there will benefit the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and you can register today at afsp.org/Howard Co. Together we can help stop suicide. So again, register today at afsp.org/howardco.
Join Mary Weeks and Chris Oviedo on Columbia Matters Radio. Learn all the Columbia Association related news, events, and programs. Columbia Matters Radio airs every Sunday at 1:30 and Mondays at 9:30. You can take us with you by downloading the Dragon Digital Radio app on the iPhone and Android App Store or dragondigitalradio.podbean.com.
Transforming together.
Love is not always enough, and it's wonderful and it's beautiful, but if you love someone and there's not other things missing, like trust or communication or clear expression of expectations and needs and desires, it's okay to say this isn't working anymore.
Join in the conversation Tuesdays at 5 p.m. and Sundays at 3:30 p.m. or just check it out on our podcast, Dragon Digital Radio, podbean.com. We are Dragon Digital Radio.
Opioids are highly addictive drugs, even when prescribed. If misused, they can lead to overdose and even death. One opioid overdose is too many. You have the power to save a life. If you or someone you know are misusing prescription opioids such as oxycodone or other forms of opioids like heroin or fentanyl, please call the Howard County Health Department for treatment options and opioid overdose response training at 410-313-6202 or visit the website at howardcountymd.gov/get help.
6 o'clock on Fridays and 10 a.m. on Saturdays is Fiesta Time with me, your friend, tu amiga, Chris Oviedo. The one and only show en español, El Dragón te trae caliente. Chris Oviedo, join me every Friday, 6 p.m., Saturday, 10 a.m. Take me with you. Download the app for the iPhone or for the Android. We are Dragon Digital Radio. Don't forget, caliente. Welcome back to Columbia Matters Radio. And, you know, summer's over, kids are back in school, but there's still a lot of fun to be had here around Columbia through Columbia Association. And for middle school and high schoolers, the Youth and Teen Center offers a lot of opportunities. They have the Teen and Middle School Advisory Committee where kids can get involved and they can make a difference in their community. There's also the drop-in recreation program and many, many more.
And you can get in touch with them by calling 410-992-3726.
And you can get in touch with them and get all the details by contacting 410-992-3726.
And if you're looking for upcoming CA events, our new website makes it easier to find event-related information. Visit ColumbiaAssociation.org, check out the events calendar, and get all the information you need.
And Columbia Association continues to improve and better their facilities. For information and to get all the details, because some of the classes have moved and, you know, your workout could be affected, you want to visit ColumbiaAssociation.org/SSC renovations before you plan your visit to the gym. So that website again is ColumbiaAssociation.org/SSC renovations. And Supreme Sports Club is undergoing renovations. So if you're planning to visit that gym, you have to go to ColumbiaAssociation.org/SSC renovations before you plan your visit, just to check out and make sure your class is still being offered at the gym or if you have to visit one of the other locations. The website again is ColumbiaAssociation.org/SSC renovations.
We've come to the end of our program, but to stay connected with Columbia Association, you can find us on many social media platforms, Twitter, Instagram, and you can subscribe to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/CATV channel. You can also log on to our website at ColumbiaAssociation.org.
And to connect with Dragon Digital Radio, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and our podcast page. That's dragondigitalradio.podbean.com, where you can listen to this show and all of our previous episodes.
Well, it was nice hanging out with you today, Chris.
Yes, Mary. Thank you for coming back. It was a long summer for me. I know it was a short summer for you. And, you know, I do have to say, though, that it's hard to believe that it's already September and this year is winding down. So.
But it's so pretty out and the pathways are still beautiful to go out and get your walk in or ride your bike. And we appreciate you listening to the program.
Yeah, before winter gets here, make sure to go outdoors and enjoy beautiful Colombia. Have a wonderful day, and we'll be back next month.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.